The robot revolution has long been promised, but how close are we to using automation to make warehouse workers safer? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Jack Stewart in for Molly Wood. Amazon, along with other online retailers, has seen a massive increase in demand in these times of coronavirus. The company hired 175,000 additional human workers. But Amazon's faced accusations that its working conditions are unsafe, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. Marketplace Tech visited one of Amazon's warehouses in Edison, New Jersey last summer. Robots there move giant towers of the items that we're ordering around the warehouse floor, bringing them to workers.
So I get up, then I scan the item to see if it's the right one. And it's so nice when it scans for the first time.
That's Bessie Olozano. Ken Goldberg is a professor of industrial engineering at UC Berkeley. He's also chief scientist at the warehouse operations startup Ambidextrous. The pandemic has caused increased demand to make warehouses more automated. But he says the technology isn't quite there yet to improve conditions for or even replace workers like Olozano.
Robots are still quite klutzy. They have improved and we're getting better. But the ability to pick up any object that you put in front of a robot is still, we're still not there yet. And humans are very, very good at this. Even a small child, you put something down any shape or size and it can pick it up. Robots will often, still today, drop objects. And the reasons are really a bit subtle.
What are those reasons? I mean, we've been promised that robots would come in and take over all our house chores and automate our factories since, what, the 50s or 60s, and it just hasn't happened.
I know. I'm sorry about that. We haven't gotten our jetpacks either. It's because as I've studied this field, there's a fundamental issue is uncertainty in perception, understanding where things are in space, and uncertainty in control. So even if we knew where things are in space, getting the robot's grippers and to make the correct contacts in space. And then the third is uncertainty in physics. That there's uncertainty in the friction and the mass and the weight distribution of objects. All of those things combine so that there could be a very small error, even a millimeter error at the fingertip, and that can make the difference between picking an object up successfully and dropping it.
So has this sort of increasing push to automating warehouses because of COVID-19 helped speed any of this development up?
Yes, it's accelerated the interest from industry, and that has been already going on from the academic side. But one other factor that happened is that there's a need to space workers out in the warehouses that exist today. There's a real push right now. Can we start providing robots to, let's say, insert them between workers in a warehouse to keep up with this increasing demand. And I don't believe that we're going to replace all the workers in any foreseeable future. I mean, humans have many good years left. We're reaching a critical point where we can't hire enough human workers and we need robots to support them.
Robots are kind of always the sexy solution, right? But aren't there other more simple ways that we could use technology to help people stay reasonably well distanced as they're working in these big warehouses?
Physical space is a challenge. Every inch is valuable in a warehouse, and especially as you want the warehouses to be able to deliver on shorter time frame. And if you want people to be physically separated, then you do need some kind of automation there. Conveyor belts, there's rolling robots, etc. But the grasping is the bottleneck.
What about just redesigning warehouses so that they're made for robots as opposed to made for humans like they are now?
Well, there is some thought about doing that, but one of the biggest problems is that may take up quite a long time because there's so many products out there. A typical warehouse may have 500 million different objects, and every order is different. I mean, someone may order a mustache trimmer and a chew toy. We have to get those two products. They have to be picked up, and the shapes are vastly different. So being able to solve that problem, universal grasping, being able to pick up an arbitrary object, that's the grand challenge right now.
There are very serious hopes around the world that a vaccine will be introduced for COVID-19, possibly within a year or so. So is anything really going to change that quickly in terms of automation that it can make a difference?
Well, I do believe that the adoption of e-commerce is going to be a permanent change. In other words, many people now are just accustomed to new patterns of shopping. So they're ordering many things that they wouldn't have ordered 3 months ago. And that's going to continue. Even if there's a vaccine and we get back to normal, people are now comfortable. And so that volume is going to continue to grow. And that's where the bottleneck is. That's where the challenge is. How do we actually get those orders delivered in a timely fashion to the customers out there?
Ken Goldberg there at UC Berkeley. And now for some related links. We heard a little of the sound inside an Amazon warehouse at the top of the show. We'll link you to our full report. It's a fascinating tour of one of the online retail giant's facilities, which it does open to the public for tours, or did before COVID-19 put a pause on that. We have video too, so you can see these tall, yellow robotic towers scuttling around. As we reported at the time, Amazon wants you to know that its warehouses are fun enough for the Girl Scouts to visit. The tours are, of course, part of Amazon's public relations effort. For all the use of automation, human workers have long complained that conditions are grueling. "I'm not a robot" is the way a Guardian story from February this year headlined it. February, of course, being in the before times, without the added stress of the coronavirus, which both drove demand for online shopping through the roof and increased the risks for warehouse workers as they tried to fulfill those orders for us. If you want more detail on a lawsuit being pursued by Amazon workers, we'll link you to that too. It's all frustrating because this really does feel like a situation where tech should be able to help keep humans safe. Robots might not be there yet, but Amazon is using image recognition software to monitor employees as they move around, with green circles drawn around people leaving a safe distance from each other, red circles if they get within 6 feet. It's called Distance Assistant, and Amazon has a blog post about it. You can get in touch with us if you are a warehouse worker for an e-commerce company. Tell us what the conditions are like. Find me on Twitter at Stuart_Jack. I am Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.